ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. I'm Paul Cram, your host, and it is an important week this week. This week, the International Association for Mass Timber Construction launches the international standard for defining mass timber constructed buildings, and we have put out a call for industry experts who can review standards and work with us to develop a standard that can be used and adopted globally to understand what actually constitutes a mass timber constructed building. So if you're interested, please go to the LinkedIn feed where you can see a link to a Google form. The Google form will then send you to a series of questions, and you could be on the committee that helps define a global standard for mass timber construction. Let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. And to the UK now, and the Environmental Audit Committee has called on the government in the UK to make a policy roadmap to scale up the use of timber construction by the end of 2022, warning the UK is already falling behind the EU counterparts when it comes to reducing carbon emissions. To date, most of the government have focused on entirely operational emissions, those relating to day-to-day use of energy in the building, such as heating, while the embodied carbon emissions and the building's sequestered carbon based on using timber have remained ignored. So there's a significant opportunity. The IAMTC is also looking to progress in this particular area, calling a three-way carbon capture for mass timber constructed buildings. And so we look forward to seeing what the UK Climate Change Committee and academics, researchers, architects and engineers, etc., do to progress things in the UK, because it will have an impact on us around the world. On the International Mass Timber Association and the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed, you will see an article looking at yellow poplar in cross-laminated timber, which exhibits up to 30 times higher than some published southern yellow pine CLT strength values. We look forward to seeing the commercialization of CLT using yellow poplar. It'll be an interesting dynamic. If you want to have a look at hardwood species suitable for CLT production, head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed or the website www.masstimberconstruction.com, and you can actually see two papers on hardwood species in the US to work out which species might be suitable for CLT production in your local region in the US. Having just reported on the Audit Committee for Environmental Carbon Reduction in the UK, the use of combustible external wall materials, including CLT, for medium-rise buildings will be subject to tighter restrictions, and the type of cladding used will be banned, which was used on Grenfell. The changes mean that builders will generally only be able to use materials of Euroclass A2 or better on external facades for residential buildings between 11 and 18 metres high, and this standard bans virtually all combustible materials such as plastic, timber and high-pressure laminates. However, like other parts of the world, builders will be able to use more combustible materials as part of a system that passes a large-scale test. That option no longer exists above 18 metres, though. The government said continuing to permit testing for medium-sized buildings to allow designers to develop flexibility in use of environmental materials while ensuring safety standards is a primary concern. If you want to read more, you can go to insidehousing.co.uk, insidehousing.co.uk. and do a search for partial ban for combustible materials, and you'll be able to find the article. So that's it, folks. That's what's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. A very, very short week in the depths of winter here in the southern hemisphere. I hope you're enjoying the northern hemisphere summer. And we look forward to bringing the news again to you next week. Don't forget, the International Association for Mass Timber is looking for a technical standards committee to review our standard for defining what a mass timber constructed building actually is. Your help and support at a global level will help others support at a global level. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're on the world today. My name is Paul Kramer, signing off from the Mass Timber Construction Podcast.